You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
Around and think, there must be more than this to life. Are you looking for more joy, freedom, and purpose in your life? This is Living a Courageous, Authentic Life with your host, Jennifer Monahan. Many of us may be focused on getting ahead and achieving our goals, but we may soon realize that something is missing. Jennifer was there, and now she's here to help you reclaim your personal power. Find joy and realize your full potential. Now, please welcome the host of Living a Courageously Authentic Life, Jennifer Monahan.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Living a Courageously Authentic Life. We're coming to you live from BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. And I'm your host, Jennifer Monahan. So as you know, we've talked a lot on this show about courage and overcoming fears and how to move forward so that you can really create that life that your heart is crying out for, how to create that life that is authentic to you and what you want and what your soul wants. Today, we have a guest who is an expert on self-confidence and how to get it and how to use that to create your life. Today's guest is Billy Atwell, and he is the author of Unshakable Self-Confidence, Simple Steps on How to Live Your Life Beyond Your Fears. He's also the founder of Unshakable Self-Confidence, which provides a clear path to self-confidence so that people can believe in themselves, achieve their goals, and enjoy their lives. And he's also the host of the weekly Unshakable Self-Confidence podcast. So, Billy, welcome, and thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. It's my pleasure.
Oh, I'm excited to have you today. I know we talked, it was maybe a couple months ago, and just the synergies between what you do and what I do are so great. And I love the idea of you sharing your expertise with our listeners so that they can start to have a little bit more self-confidence and move forward and work through their fears. So I think maybe a little background might be helpful for our listeners. Can you share with us, you know, what started you down this path around self-confidence and helping people do so?
Yeah, my journey started, at least the part where I started to really investigate the nature of fear and self-confidence, started about 5 years ago at the end of my second marriage. It had been the second marriage, an abusive marriage, and this one ended with me sort of almost being choked to death. And I was sort of taken aback. Oh. And I had this moment where I was like, I had this awareness that I'm repeating patterns. I didn't know what that meant at the time, but I realized that there was something wrong. And a good friend of mine, she gave me a copy of Joyce Meyer's Battlefield of the Mind, and I started reading that. And that really started me on this journey about the power of our thoughts and words. And from there, I dove pretty deeply into neuroscience and research and studying all the different sort of various spiritual practices until everything started to click. And that took me about 4 years. And so about a year ago, I had this moment where I'm like, I've learned everything. I'm not the hero anymore. I know last time when we talked about the hero's journey. And it was time for me to be the guide. And so I made that switch, and I've been doing it ever since.
Oh, that's amazing. And, you know, to be able to recognize that you're in a bad situation and recognize, you know, I often talk about finding the gift, even when we're in our worst times, and the fact that you were able to start to see the patterns that you were living in your life and then figure out how to break them is incredible. And that's a gift, right? To be able to see that and move forward. You mentioned that you've done some research. What have you discovered through that research, and how does that tie to fear and self-confidence?
I think the overall arching theme of what I've discovered in the 4 years that I was doing research, and let me tell you, I quit my job. I mean, it was really like 4 years of studying and interviewing people, and it became a full-time job for me without any pay. and it really, it really boils down to our choice in thinking. I know that sounds maybe a little simplistic, but it's the truth. It's like, we're either going to choose to think about fear and worry and anxiety, or we're going to think about being confident and courage. I mean, both Buddha and Christ said that our words have the power to create and destroy, and what we think about and we speak about ourselves and our lives creates that life for us. And, you know, it didn't come easy for me at the beginning, but that's what I discovered, is that we have the choice, God-given choice, if you will, to decide what kind of person we're going to be. And yeah, when I personally discovered that was the big switch. It was like, I have control, and I don't have control of the world, but I have control of me and my responses. And I just made that decision to have faith and to trust those two wise men and the research I was doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you and I have talked, and I've talked on this show about that power of choice and how often we either don't realize we have that power of choice, or we either consciously or unconsciously give it away, and basically don't recognize just how much we have inside of us that gives us that strength and that courage and that confidence.
Yeah, and I would say too that for anyone listening and like, oh, but I don't know any better. I didn't know any better either, too. So it's not like it's anyone's fault. It's one of those things that you discover, and when you discover, you believe it, and you can change your life. But yeah, the innocence of not knowing the truth is, you know, no one should beat themselves up about that, because I went 42 years of my life and never heard of that. So, you know, there is such a thing as innocence, I believe. So.
Right. Right. And I love this point about it not being, it's never too late, right? Regardless of where you are in your life or what you're dealing with. I mean, you were in the middle of a really bad situation when you started to get this inkling that there might be something more, and that you might be able to have more control or power over yourself, right? And the choices you make. But I agree, it's never too late. You can be 99 years old and you can take your power back that way.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, you know, you mentioned a second ago about how people don't know. Are there people out there who don't believe that they have this kind of power? And does that tie to self-doubts, or is that something different?
No, I think they're very similar. With the people that come to me for help, I specialize a little bit more, not exclusively, but for people who come from abusive backgrounds and lots of self-doubt. But it really is a thought process that switches over in your childhood. You know, someone else told you a negative version of yourself, and you've been kind of living that way throughout your life since then. And like I said, not all of my clients come to me that, you know, have, you know, alcoholic families or whatever like that. Some kind of actually come from really loving homes, but they just weren't really encouraged in their dreams. And so, you know, they've gone like 20 years of their lives thinking, well, I can't do that. I can't achieve that. Or, you know, it's a thought that you weren't born with, that sort of you accepted unconscious, and you've been taking really good care of it ever since. And, you know, and it's just a matter of kind of getting you to see that, like seeing that pattern, like myself, that, you know, my own sort of awakening, and then being like, oh, I need to change my thoughts. I need to work on that. And then that's when you really sort of flip over and take control of your life again. But you've got to become aware. You've got to become aware. That's the first step. And if you're not aware, then you'll just keep living in that thought pattern process.
Yeah, and kind of living that belief, even if it's an incorrect belief, over and over again. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's interesting, this idea of becoming self-aware. I'll share, from my client base as well as my own personal experience. We go through life, it feels like, with blinders on, right? And we can't see that thing that is impacting pretty much every interaction we have, every relationship we're in, how we are at our work, how we are in terms of pursuing our dreams and whatnot. And these blinders are that belief that you're talking about. And when that moment comes and you're like, oh my gosh, that can really change your life. Folks, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to continue talking with Billy about self-confidence and really how to shift from being doubtful into confident. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 866-451-1451. We'll be right back.
Dr. Rob Moyer is the director of the Ocean River Institute, and he is passionate about saving the ocean by helping dolphins suffering from nitrogen pollution. Nitrogen is a dangerous pollutant, affecting our oceans, altering ocean ecosystems, and contributing to global warming. The Ocean River Institute provides opportunities to make a difference and encourages people to go the distance for savvy stewardship of a greater and bluer planet Earth. Partnered with organizations from Massachusetts to Florida, Alaska to the Caribbean, the Ocean River Institute's mission is to foster involvement in conservation and environmental monitoring by facilitating grassroots efforts at local and regional levels.
Hello, I'm Rob Moyer of the Ocean River Institute. Please visit our website at oceanriver.org. Sign up for free e-alerts. You may call us at 617-661-6647. Our email address is info@oceanriver.org. Become informed and then act with us. Thank you.
Joseph A. Moylan is the owner of Ion Health, which specializes in very unique medical devices. Ion Health offers biomats, Alkalife, and frequency machines. Biomats are a far infrared and negative ion emitting FDA-approved medical device. With many different sizes available, you can place them on your bed, on a massage table, or on a seat in your car. It is an unobtrusive way to health. Alkalife machines are water ionizers that cleanse and raise the alkalinity of your tap water, making high alkaline water. Frequency machines utilize certain frequencies to kill viruses and bacteria. These devices are safe and effective. Coming from a health-conscious background and studying physiology at the Academy of Natural Health, Joseph A. Moylan has 15 years of experience in the health field and wants to help you live a healthy, long life. Visit www.ionhealthbiomats.weebly.com or call 765-520-2988. Don't let your health go astray. Get in touch today.
And we're back. I'm your host, Jennifer Monahan, and we're coming to you live from BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. You're listening to Living a Courageously Authentic Life, and today we have a guest with us, a special guest, Billy Atwell, who is an expert on this idea of unshakable self-confidence and how self-confidence can help you really move beyond your fears or move through your fears to create the life that you want and to achieve your goals. And just before the break, we were talking a little bit about this idea of self-doubt and the fact that as we go through life, we carry forward with us something that maybe we were told or we believed as a child about ourselves, whether it's that we couldn't accomplish something or we're not worthy or something, et cetera. And we were talking about how these beliefs can almost serve as blinders that really prevent you from fully seeing the reality of your life and how you interact with things and what patterns, as Billy mentioned, what patterns we bring forward in our lives and awareness around these beliefs or the blinders and then starting to remove them is one of the critical components that Billy was explaining that we need to do in order to move forward with our confident lives. So, Billy, thank you again for being on the show. We were talking about self-doubt and these blinders. from your perspective, what can someone do so that they switch from a life where it's kind of dictated by this self-doubt or these beliefs that are incorrect into a life where they are truly confident?
Yeah, sure. So what I've discovered in my research and my journey and what I've helped with thousands of my clients is you're calling it blinders. Here at Unshakable Self-Confidence, we call it a root, an inherited negative self-image root. And, you know, we try to help everyone understand that this root is a neurological part of your brain that's just playing this loop over and over again that's causing that blinder, that's causing those repeating patterns. And you need to replace that with a positive-based root, you know, self-image root. And you do that through, well, first of all, facing and discovering that, you know, that negative root that's causing the blinding, that's causing the patterns. And you see it for what it is. And you see it as this living organism that's sort of really controlling your life. And then you start to counter that. You break away from that negative sort of gravitational pull that it has you locked in. And you, you know, see it and you break free by reaffirming to yourself that you are worthy, that you are capable, and you start to create a new root, an actual root of neurological networks in your brain, so that that starts to fire and wire. I'm sure you've heard that expression. And you start to hear those thoughts over and over again. And then what you do by doing that is you move your energy both from a spiritual and a biological and a physical away from the negative, and you literally starve it to death. It disappears from your brain, and you do that through this constant repetition, and you do that over a series of months. And when you've accomplished that and you've sort of gotten into the groove and the momentum of this new self positive image that you've created for yourself or reverted to, you take care of it and you start to believe in it. And I know that sounds oversimplified, and it's, you know, my clients are always skeptical, but when they get to that process, it's something that you have to feel and believe. And then you really do have this switching of the way that you see the world and feel and interact and the way you approach problems and situations. Even when you have obstacles that pop into your life, it's pretty important. It's simple, but it takes a little bit of effort and energy in the beginning. But after that, we call it sort of autopilot. You kind of switch the autopilot, but you don't run from that negative self-image route anymore. You move and operate from, you know, this positive, this healthy positive one.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically you're rewiring your brain to think a different way.
Yep.
With that, I'm not summing up everything that way, but the science behind what you're describing is we're going to rewire the brain. It's used to going down this one path, I'm not worthy, and we're going to train it to go down this other path, which is I am totally worthy and deserve all these wonderful things in life.
Yeah.
And repetition, you said, is key. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not only just neuroscience. It's a spiritual background. And a lot of my clients, they're either Buddhist or Christians, Hindus. And so we take their spiritual practice, and it's emerging. It's a synergy between science and faith. And you do. At the end of it, you rewire your brain, but you're also, that's on a spiritual level. It's on a subconscious level. It's reprogramming, rewiring, and I mean, that's the beauty that we have as human beings, sort of these spiritual beings in this physical body. We can hack the body, we can hack the system, and for lack of better words, sort of bend it to our will, if you will.
Yeah, yeah, I love the idea. I love the term hacking the system, but I really love that you're bringing spirituality in as well. I mean, we talk a lot about the different, I'll say, bodies that we have as beings. We have the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, and the spiritual body. And when you bring it together like that, I would imagine it's extremely powerful for your clients, because you're tying into what their soul is asking for and what their soul knows at its core level of love and you know, being in the heart and everything, but you're tying in the other bodies as well.
Yeah, we help our clients to see the negative, you know, false root, and then that connection, like you were saying, the heart. And I know we've had conversations before too between us. You call it love, we call it divine. And when you understand your true nature, whether you want to call it love, God, universal mind, that's where you get your self-confidence, because you realize that you're something bigger than what you see and what you've been told. And that's where you get your power and your strength and your self-confidence, your unshakable self-confidence.
That is beautiful, Billy. I love that. I love that. Now, you mentioned Christianity a lot in your work. What if someone has different beliefs? You mentioned you have clients from other beliefs. How does that all work together? Oh, and you know, think about that thought. Hold on to that thought for a second, Billy, because we are going to take another commercial break. I'll give you a couple seconds to think about your answer. When we come back, we'll find out how this all ties together across different religious or spiritual beliefs. If you have any questions, give us a call at 866-451-1451. We'll be right back.
Renaissance woman, trailblazer, maverick. Those are just some of the words to describe Tashandra Poulard, owner and CEO of House Virgo Entertainment, LLC, a woman minority veteran-owned entertainment company based in Washington, D.C. Ms. Poulard served 10 years honorably in the United States Navy and departed from active duty to pursue her dreams of becoming an entertainment mogul. House of Virgo Entertainment offers script writing, producing, directing, DJ services, editing, and more. They cater to businesses, corporations, college students, working professionals, aspiring artists and nonprofit organizations, and employ veterans of the armed forces. Tashandra Poulard is pioneering the way we view media and taking her brand global. Visit her at www.houseofvirgoentertainment.com or call 281-515-3740 and like her on Facebook at House of Virgo Entertainment, LLC.
America is out of control. Today's capitalism and the approach to money is in fact a symptom of a more widespread pattern of excessive behavior. In his book, The Culture of Excess, How America Lost Self-Control and Why We Need to Redefine Success, clinical psychologist Dr. Jay Slosar portrays an America where excess fuels the drive to succeed. Dr. Slosar examines the cultural factors that lead to excess, ranging from obesity to fraud to pervasive budget deficits. His book examines the powerful economic and social factors and their impact on our psychological well-being. Dr. Slosar explores the psychological impact of increasing narcissism, perfectionism, self-destruction, and our identity confusion. He offers recommendations for helping Generation Me become Generation We. Those who resist Slosar's message will want to avoid his discussion of regulation and his recent message that at this point, democracy must be more important than today's capitalism. Get his book now online or by visiting theCultureOfExcess.com.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jennifer Monahan, and we're coming to you live from BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. You're listening to Living a Courageously Authentic Life, and today we have Billy Atwell with us. He's the founder of Unshakable Self-Confidence, and we've been talking about how to increase your confidence. And one of the things that Billy mentioned that I think is really critical to the success of building your confidence and moving forward is marrying together both your physical, mental, and emotional bodies with your spirit beliefs, with your whether that's a religion or a belief in a universe or a higher power. Just before the break, Billy, I had asked you, I know you talk quite a bit about Christianity and what you do, but what if somebody has different beliefs beyond Christianity?
Yeah, I get that a lot. I always get the "are you trying to convert me" thing. And I always tell everyone that while I study the wisdom of Jesus, I'm not what you would per se call a Christian. Like, I don't go to church. I don't believe in religion. It's just that on my studies and my research, I studied Buddhism, I studied Shintoism, I studied Hinduism and Christianity, because I was trying to find the common thread, because one of my heroes, if you will, is Gandhi. And I always sort of really admired the fact that he said all paths lead to God. And so when I talk to people, it's that I wanted to really dive deep. I wanted to dive deep into my connection to the divine. And I think because I'm a Westerner, and I'm also an artist, Christianity has had a huge influence on Western society and art in particular. So it just sort of naturally spoke to me that way. But I think all paths lead to God, and that's whether you call God God, you know, love, universal mind, Buddha, Jesus, you know, that's to me. And then another person that I admire really well that I've sort of adopted his philosophy on it to sort of counter that, because right, Christianity has a lot of stigma and a lot of people have definite ideas about Christianity. And I really like the Dalai Lama and his approach about, you know, his view on religion. And he says that, you know, that each religion works to lessen suffering and to contribute to the world, and that conversion isn't the point. And he doesn't think about converting others to Buddhism or merely furthering the Buddhist cause. Instead, he tries to think how he, as a Buddhist, can contribute to the happiness of all living things. And that's how what I try to help people understand is that it's not about Christianity. It's just finding your connection to the source, to the power source. And that's right. A personal choice, personal call. It's, you know, like you say, the call of the soul, the call of the heart. And I'm not here to do that. I'm just here to help you to understand and to tap in. So it can be tricky, but most of the time when I explain that to my clients, they're fine. And then we work, you know, specifically with them, their own beliefs. And then we make it work.
Yeah. Well, you know, I love that idea of all paths lead to God or a higher power or source or fill in the blank. Right. I love that. And I firmly believe that that's true. And however, whatever path we take, whatever route we take, as long as we're coming from a place of understanding ourselves and our own spiritual transformation and growth, and how do we bring that forward into the world? I agree. I don't think it matters what your belief is.
No. And
I think,
I was going to say, I was going to get in a lot of trouble for saying this, but you know, Christianity and things like Judaism, they sort of take God and it's like my God, not your God. And I have a hard time believing that God cannot be contained. I mean, God that makes everything is really going to start choosing favorites. It just doesn't work for me. But at the same time, you know, that's not what Jesus was about. So I don't throw out the baby with the bathwater, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because in my shamanic work, I will journey to the spirit world and work with a variety of helping spirits and guides and ascended masters. And I will tell you, there are times where I'm doing a journey for somebody and sitting, you know, I'm putting this in quotes, sitting around the table, but the guides that come forward are a blend. You know, I'll have Buddha with Jesus and Mother Mary, and, you know, maybe Muhammad is showing up as well. So I'll have this mix, and maybe there's, you know, some Tibetan goddesses or gods there as well. It doesn't matter to them. What matters to them is that we are connecting to our soul and bringing that forward in our lives. So I agree. I think humans have created these artificial barriers, me versus you and my God versus your God. And by the way, my God is better than your God and you're wrong, that have served to actually break us further apart and even move us further away from what our soul calling is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I like I started off, I love that you bring it all together so that it's not one way is better than another. It's whatever way feels right for you as you move forward and whatever beliefs that will help you.
Well, you know, and part of my journey in early studies, the Jewish mystics really, and I sort of embrace that too, that sort of there is nothing but God. And that's what I kind of help people realize too. And that's part of the unshakable self process concept, you know, concept and process is that all things are God because there is nothing but God. And, you know, all these sort of dualities, you know, throw in some Joseph Campbell, you know, the masks and the duality of this world that we see, well, what's behind it and sustaining it and making it grow and creating and constantly moving forward is that unseen force. And that's, You know,
exactly. I'm gonna cut you short here for a second. We got to take another quick commercial break. Folks, if you have any questions for Billy, give us a call at 866-451-1451. We'll be right back. And Billy, you can continue your thought when we come back. Stay tuned.
For over 50 years, Evelyn Stapula has been a loving advocate for people with disabilities throughout the state of Pennsylvania. President and founder of Big Heart Bridges, her organization actively campaigns for legislation and support of civil liberties that meet the needs of disabled individuals with housing, transportation, and employment. Ms. Stapula has joined forces with a variety of esteemed organizations that advocate for the disabled. She serves on the board of the United Cerebral Palsy of Pittsburgh and the Governor's Cabinet and Advisory Committee for People with Disabilities, and she is a consultant for the Pennsylvania Governor's Conference for Women. Her many efforts have led to the implementation of a transportation program for the disabled with the Access Paratransit System of Allegheny County. Evelyn Stapula strives daily to serve the interests of the disabled, to protect their freedoms, and enable them to live normal public lifestyles. To learn more, please call 412-491-2605 or email Evelyn at ers92645@verizon.net.
Attorney Renee Marie Smith is changing the way we sell real estate. She wrote a series of books called My Short Sale Guru Guides for all real estate practitioners. Whether you're a homeowner wanting to understand the process, an agent who has been handling short sales for years, or an industry analyst wanting to know how short sales impact your business, Renee uses her vast real estate experience to take a comprehensive look at the recent market phenomena while relaying it in an easy-to-understand format. Through her company, Smith Title Services, Renee has counseled thousands of short sale participants and processed in excess of 1,000 short sales. Her knowledge is transformational for real estate professionals and laymen alike, and her live presentations provide people the opportunity to ask specific questions about their issues. Buy her books and schedule her to speak at your next event. Visit www.smithtitleservices.com or call 305-705-3428 or email her at renee@smithtitleservices.com. Isn't it time to sell your property today? Learn the My Short Sale Guru way.
Welcome back. We're coming to you live from BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. You're listening to Living a Courageously Authentic Life, and I'm your host, Jennifer Monahan. And today we have Billy Altwell with us, and we are talking about unshakable self-confidence. Billy, thanks again for being on the show. Earlier in the show, you talked about how you rewire the brain, where you recognize a belief or a thought pattern that is negative or holding you back. And you tie that together with the person's spirituality to come up with a more positive way of thinking about yourself. And then through lots of practice, cause yourself to believe that and build your confidence. And I know I said that very quickly, and I don't mean to minimize all that you said. But one question I did have for you is, you know, what if somebody's skeptical and they say, hey, this is just another technique. It's not going to work. I've tried them all. How do you handle that? And what would you say to somebody in that situation?
You know, having read all the books, and when I mean like all the books, I mean 19th century books on self-image and, you know, some really great, wonderful, although a tad bit misogynist, you know, like lady books of the 19th century, all about self-confidence. But you know, if you notice that most of them are about thought processes, the thing that, you know, I teach my clients and help my clients through their skepticism is that most of those books really don't help you deal with the real issue. They tell you to fix something, what we call it, right? I've been mentioning the root, right? And one of the analogies, the metaphor that I help my clients with, this root is a tree. And most of the books, and, you know, whether it be from trying to lose weight or quit smoking or positive thinking, these are branches that stem from the root. And if you cut off a branch off a tree, right, another one's going to grow. And so what I try to my clients understand is like, these books, they're all well and good, but they don't really get to the root. And if you deal with the root and you dig up the root and replace the root and plant a new root, then all those sort of negative thoughts and negative behaviors die with that uprooted negative self-image root. And then you can plant a new one and you grow good branches, you know, and good thoughts. So I get it. I mean, in my desperation, particularly in those early years, I read everything, like I said, because I wanted to know, I wanted to fix the problem. I didn't want to live that way. I didn't want to deal with the pain and all this stuff. And, you know, it's just, I don't know how to explain it other than that. It's like, they're all, like I said, good and valid. They all were missing the point. And, you know, dealing with and studying the neuroscience and a little bit more in philosophy, I came to this conclusion that it's a root. It's not the branches. It's the root that needs to be taken care of. And when you do that, then it's a game changer. And you don't have to buy another book or buy another course. That's what I tell my clients too. That's one of the promises that we, you know, guarantee. And their skepticism is like, this will be it, you know, because if you take the time to do this and you know, take control of it, it changes everything because you're no longer living in self-doubt.
Right.
And so for those who are skeptical, I mean, how many books have you read? You know, it's, I get it.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I agree wholeheartedly. If you can get to that root cause or what it is that's driving you to believe and act and be a certain way, that can change everything.
Because, you know, smoking isn't the problem. You know, overeating is not the problem. That's just the outward manifestation of the core issue, that core self-negative image that you have. And that's just sort of what comes out of it. And that's a game changer when you can realize that. Because like I said, you don't have to waste your time with all these bad habits anymore. You refocus and rechannel your energy to the real problem. And when you do that, everything that goes with that real problem that you think is the problem goes away.
Right. So one of the things that I know I talk with my clients about is getting to that core thing and really spending time with it can be scary, right? You're maybe bringing up stuff from way back when you were real young and you know, facing perhaps some realities that maybe you didn't want to face or you had buried within you, or even just didn't even want to see about yourself, right? Have you seen that with your clients as well?
I do. Funny that you should say face it, because that's the first step in the unshakable self-confidence process, where we face the negative root. There's a meditation that I teach that helps you to discover it, because not everyone knows what it is. And so when you get it, there is that fear, because it usually comes from someone, you know, a parent or a friend or some loved one. And what I've noticed is that there's resistance to be angry. There's resistance and unforgiveness. And what I try to help people understand is that those people were victims too, because they're only passing down, thus inherited, negative self-image root, what they were told. And really the problem, the enemy, if you will, is the negative self-image itself. And when clients start to understand that, when they separate the two, when they pull it apart, when they pull apart the person that told them this negative self-image and the negative self-image of themselves, they can see the other person as a victim. They can, you know, go through the forgiveness process and be released from that. And then they can see the real problem again, that root, and take care of it and direct all their anger and determination to fight that. You know, and that's what I've noticed. And that, you know, that's what I put into the practice, is that it's this separation that sort of helps to confront that issue, to face it, so that you can in turn replace it.
No, that's great. That is great. If there was one thing that someone could start today to be more self-confident in themselves, what would that be? I mean, facing this root and working through the root probably isn't a 10-minute exercise. At least I know from working with my clients, it usually isn't. But what's one thing they could start doing today?
I think, you know, and I use it in the second phase. And this is where actually I started in my journey. And to be forthright and upfront, I kind of swiped it from Claude M. Bristol, is the concept of a flashcard, in which you write down positive affirmations about yourself, because that's really the reprogramming process is to have those cards and to, you know, draw your attention away from negative thoughts and to start to retrain. So if you only did one thing, I would say at least do that. Start doing that. Mm-hmm. Write down some, you know, positive things about, like, even if it's just, I'm a good person, or, you know, whatever. It has to be individualized, of course, but
right.
at the end of the day, that's what the process is to start reprogramming your thought process, your spirit, and your neurological network in your brain.
Okay. So flashcards, writing down something that is true about you. That's a positive thing about yourself. And then
yeah.
reading them or speaking them out loud?
Both would be great. Mm-hmm. You know, to throw in the second part of the technique, it's the mirror technique. You can stand in front of a mirror. Again, it's one of those sort of subconscious brain hacks, because when you stand in front of a mirror and you repeat these positive affirmations, your consciousness sees you, but really your subconscious and your brain doesn't. So it starts to see someone else speaking really wonderful things about you, and it starts to believe it. So that's like a supercharged thing that you can do. But at least the flashcards or the flashcard mirror combo is, those are the first two steps that, you know, in the replace it section of the process that I work my clients with. And that's the meat of the situation. Discovering the negative root, you know, is one thing, but to get through and to replace it, that's where the real work is. So that would be my suggestion. If you wanted to have an impact starting today, is make some little flashcards, get in front of a mirror and start saying with it and emotionalize it if you can. These are okay. all things that I've learned that open up the subconscious. They open up the beta waves so that you can start dropping things into your subconscious.
Okay, great. Now that's a great piece of advice. And I think I agree, a wonderful way to get started. I know I've used similar techniques with my clients, and I've always told them to fake it until they make it if they don't fully believe what it is that they're saying. We're going to take another quick break here. When we come back, we'll continue talking with Billy about unshakable self-confidence. If you have any questions or thoughts, give us a call at 866-451-1451. Stay tuned.
WikiWags brings harmony back into your home for male dogs and their owners. Inventor and entrepreneur Linda Jangula has created the disposable doggy diaper wraps made with the male dog in mind. The built-in wicking ability prevents rashing and other potential health issues for your dog. Each wrap comes in four sizes and has dual reattachable magic tabs for easy adjustments. And each size has a 7-inch logo strip for adjustability, so they are comfortable and easy to use. No more fuss, just leave the mess to us. Whether you're in or out, your dog will be free to run about. Stop cleaning and start enjoying your home, and you can even leave your dog alone. To order your WikiWags, visit WikiWags.com, or to find out where to buy WikiWags in your town, visit MyWikiWags.com and start enjoying having man's best friend around.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jennifer Monahan, and we're coming to you live from BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. You're listening to Living a Courageously Authentic Life, and today we are with Billy Atwell, and we are talking about unshakable self-confidence. And just before the break, Billy gave a great idea for folks in terms of just one thing that you could start doing immediately to help you build your self-confidence, and that is to write on a piece of paper or on flashcards, I'm going to say good things about yourself or mantras about yourself, such as I am worthy or I am a wonderful person, whatever it is that makes sense for you. And I shared that I do something similar with my clients as well. And I'll often tell them, because it may feel unnatural to say out loud, I am a good person or I am worthy, that they need to fake it until they make it. And I think this ties into, Billy, what you were saying around, you know, kind of changing those thought processes in your mind, right? Where you're training yourself to think differently.
Yeah, you know, I get the same resistance from clients, and, you know, I went through the same process. It felt unnatural, right? It just was like, I'm not that person. But I discovered a really great quote that I help, you know, that I give to my clients. And it actually comes again from Gandhi. Like I said, Gandhi is like one of my, I'd roll with Gandhi if I could. And he said, if I have the belief that I can do it, I shall surely acquire the capacity to do it, even if I may not have it at the beginning. And that just, you know, again, to that fake it until you make it, you know, Buddha said, you what you think you become. And in the Bible, there's the, I believe it's from Romans, don't quote me, but, you know, call it those things as if they already are, even if they're not. You know, it's this, it's a process. You have to sort of catch up with those positive statements. You have to allow your brain to sort of adjust and grow into that. But if you do it and you fight that resistance and you don't give up, the two will meet up. They'll come into sync, and then you will actually be what you're saying that you are. And, you know, my clients stick with it, and it always works. It's just the case. It's the way it works. So
they're no longer faking it. Yeah. They're no longer faking it because they've made it. Yeah. Yeah. What do you think some of the obstacles people face when they try to change their lives? I mean, obviously this resistance to believing something new about themselves is one obstacle. Are there others?
How much time do you have? you know, there are some of the obvious ones, and the ones that are most common with my clients, even like I said, even with myself. I mean, this is, you know, going through all this myself. One of the first difficult ones is resistance from family and loved ones. And, you know, when you make that determination to change and you feel like you need to change and you want to change. And I know we've talked about this before, right, Jennifer? It's when you have those situations, other people's identities are sort of made up in part of who you currently are. And when you change, that sort of creates instability in their own self-image, and they become afraid and frightened. So they're going to try to keep you exactly as you are so they can feel good about themselves. And when you understand that process and you understand that those sort of attacks or negative words are like, you're so stupid, you'll never change, or, you know, what have you, that it's really not about you. So I try to help my clients to understand that it's like, that's about their self-identity that they're rooted in, and that what makes them comfortable. And anything other than that, just like any sort of change in progress, it's always uncomfortable. We don't like it as human beings in general, but that's what's going on. The other really sort of major obstacle that I help my clients with is the actual switching progress. You know, resistance to yourself and giving up, because they feel the pain, they feel the body resisting, they feel the pressure and the stress. And I, you know, what I do is I bring up that organism thing again, right? The thought process is actually a living organism in your brain, and you're killing it. And anything that you threaten to kill or extinguish is going to fight for its life. So there's that pull. And when, if you can visualize that, if you can embody that and really comprehend it, and then realize the process that pull actually is actually an indicator that you're doing the right thing and you're on track and you're about to get a breakthrough. It's just that last vestige, those dying gasps of the negative, the old, and it's fighting for its life. And if you can just keep on pressing, doing the work, you're going to have that switch, and you're going to feel the switch, and you're going to feel the relief. And so those are really the two biggest obstacles that people face, and that I help, you know, and to understand. And if you can do that, just that alone would change everything. Yeah.
And I think, you know, definitely you say the biggest obstacles. There's a lot of pressure in our society with our, you know, I'm going to call it peer pressure, with our friends, with our family members, for us to actually remain the same. To your point, I had a client who had lost a lot of weight, and she was feeling so wonderful about her, about herself and her new physical body and her increased health and all this, all the great things that come with that. But she ended up losing some friends who couldn't handle her finding her own self-confidence, basically, and changing who she was. So I could see where that's a big obstacle to overcome. Folks, we're going to take another quick break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Billy, learn more about unshakable self-confidence from him. If you have any questions, give us a call at 866-451-1451. We'll be right back.
Animal lover, author, artist, and public speaker, Patricia Daly Leip is a Renaissance woman in her own right. A lover of animals from a young age, Patricia lives on a farm in Virginia and has rescued neglected thoroughbred horses, keeping them or finding them safe havens. She is also a published author, and her books document real-life experiences that she shares in her passionate stories, taking the reader around the world in a colorful kaleidoscope of life. An accomplished artist, Patricia Daly Leip's oil paintings feature animals, portraits, stills, nature, and abstract, and she allows the brush to paint the image in an organic, natural way. A public speaker, Patricia is motivated to continually wonder about life and advocates for all of us to do the same and document our own unique history. To learn more about Patricia Daly Leip, visit www.literarylady.com and www.patricialeip.com or email her at pdleip@gmail.com.
Are you stressed? Is your stress driving you crazy? Do you know there are many ways to relieve the stress? The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic does just that. Reduce your stress plus so much more. Established in 1997, the Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic offers an approach to wellness for those individuals who choose to either utilize appropriate complementary methods to enhance their current medical care, or to those individuals who are on their personal journey toward improved health and wellness through the use of therapeutic bodywork, Reiki energy healing, or hypnosis. The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic is owned by Dr. Judy Dean, a registered nurse and board-certified massage therapist and medical hypnotherapist in LaPorte, Indiana. Visit www.spiritwithinmassage-hypnosis.com to see all services offered by Dr. Judy. For a free personal consultation, please call Dr. Judy Dean at 219-326-1380. The Spirit Within Massage and Hypnosis Clinic, 219-326-1380.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jennifer Monahan, and we're coming to you live from BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio. You're listening to Living a Courageously Authentic Life, and today we've been talking with Billy Atwell about unshakable self-confidence and how to reprogram how you think and feel about yourself and then move forward in your life. Billy, you wrote a book. Can you tell us a little bit about your book?
Yeah. The book is called Unshakable Self-Confidence, Your Clear Path to Confidence, so you can believe in yourself, achieve your goals, and enjoy your life. And the book is actually in its second printing. It's actually been updated and revised. And basically what the book is sort of an approach for people who maybe, you know, can't afford to come to one of my workshops, or, you know, they want to do it on their own, which I totally respect because that's how I did it myself. And it lays out the entire course. There's the chapters on each part, the face it, embrace it, replace it, embrace it, sorry, as well as chapters on all the obstacles that we talked about, guidance for when you run into problems. It's really the course at its lowest sort of available level. And I do that because, you know, for me, it's not about... It's just whoever wants the information and whatever, you know, sort of economic level, if you will, because that's just, I feel it's important and that, you know, people's lives can change when they sort of come to, that awareness of themselves and their patterns and how to switch it so that, you know, if you want the information, it's there.
Right.
Yeah.
And people can get it where? Is it on Amazon or?
It is on Amazon. It's available on Kindle and paperback.
Okay, great. And I know, you know, you mentioned your book is basically your entire program in a downloadable or paperback format. And we've covered a lot today. We've talked about, you know, identifying what it is that is holding you back. What's that belief pattern that's holding you back and kind of coloring how you go through life. How to start to shift the way your brain thinks and align that with your spiritual beliefs. We've talked about some of the obstacles that people face. One is personal resistance. I don't believe this about myself, this good thing about myself, but also just the fact that, you know, our friends and families may not be open or happy about changes that we're doing. And of course, you know, this idea of, I'm drawing a complete blank. Oh my gosh, Billy, what was the last other obstacle you talked about?
It was just the two. I mean, there are lots of obstacles.
Okay, so I'm not drawing a blank. Yeah. Good. I haven't lost my mind. There's a wealth of information that you've shared today. It sounds like in your book, there's even more detail. If any of our listeners wanted to connect with you, how would they go about doing that?
There's lots of ways. There's the Unshakable Self-Confidence website. There's also the Unshakable Self-Confidence Facebook page, which I do free workshops, live Q&A workshops every Friday at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, which people, whether they're clients or not, can come and ask any question about fear, self-doubt, self-confidence. We also have a private Facebook group for Unshakable Self-Confidence where you can be part of a community. It's not just restricted to, you know, clients, but anyone who wants to be part of the group, we give lots of tips every day and inspiration. So there's quite a bit.
Okay, something that's great. Yeah. And I think it's wonderful that you are willing to share what you've learned through your life journey to help others and to do so in a variety of different ways for whatever works best with folks. So listeners, if you want to reach out to Billy, visit him at his website or on his Facebook pages or check out his book. And if you want to learn more about spirit evolution and how to live a courageously authentic life, feel free to check out my website as well at spiritevolution.co. And you can download the 6 steps that I've identified to living a courageous life. I hope you all have a great week, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
This has been Living a Courageously Authentic Life with host Jennifer Monahan. Listen each week as Jennifer helps you get down to the core of who you are, discover and connect to your inner spark, and bring that forward consistently and consciously in your day-to-day life. Here on Jennifer Monahan's Living a Courageously Authentic Life.
Been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.